The Mendenhall Glacier is one of the most visited sites in Alaska, so the Forest Service is making moves to keep the area pristine for tourism and recreation. James King is the Regional Director of Recreation, Land, and Minerals for the Forest Service.
What we're hearing and seeing from the public is this is an extremely valuable place to recreate, and the viewshed is very important, and so we're working hard to protect that.
The viewshed King referenced is the view from the Mendenhall Visitor Center, where roughly 500,000 people a year gaze out at the blue ice. 70 years ago, the Forest Service took the land around the Mendenhall Glacier off of the table for mining. Now, there's a strip of land exposed by the shrinking glacier. King says his agency's request is simply extending that decades-old prohibition to the new land, keeping up with the changing landscape. But it's not just procedural. There are actually mining interests that make claims below receding glaciers. A Canadian prospecting company did just that on the land exposed by the retreat of the nearby Herbert Glacier a few years ago. But King says he isn't aware of a lot of that going on. Since the acreage in question is public land, this isn't going to happen overnight.
The withdrawal process is a lengthy process, and we hope to get through the environmental piece of that by the end of this year.
This is the beginning of the environmental review, and the first public comment period of the process is open now through September 7th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple for KTOO.